This is GQDN for Tuesday, April 29th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Excellent stuff. Sweet, tangy, just great stuff. Find the one that's quest-worthy. It's very good. Put in the promo code QUEST at checkout. Also very good. You get 25% off of your purchase by patreon.com/thegroupquest. Good stuff there too. Indeed. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some stuff on sale for both PlayStation and Xbox. Releases coming to Nintendo. And some releases going to Xbox. We got a lot of releases today. But we will begin with PC Gamer, because apparently there are three Xbox controller prototypes, and this could be some controllers for the cloud. So, it is indeed possible. Now, the Xbox 2 podcast was talking about that, and Jez Corden did reveal that there are three Xbox controller prototypes in the works. Now, he has been reporting on everything on Xbox for a while, and he is very well regarded when it comes to insider reports to or about Xbox. Now, the first controller prototype, they were saying, was a basic controller, and it would be best for PC gaming. Now, the middle one, the mid-range one, is codenamed Sibyl, and it was leaked in 2023. Now, it had to take up some price points to the Xbox Elite Core. And Corden said also there will be an, quote, elite controller, end quote. And he said that this will be the Xbox Elite Series 3, but there was no other information on the specifics, so no specs on it. But he did talk about the controllers, and he said, quote, instead of connecting your controller via Bluetooth, then your phone sending your controller signal up to the cloud, which adds a few milliseconds of latency. Your controller will directly connect to your router as a Wi-Fi connection, end quote. Rumorville, what would we do without you? Good old Rumorville. We'll see if it happened. That does sound pretty good, but we got a lot of games in here. Let's get to it. Far Cry 4 via IGN now runs at 60 FPS on PlayStation 5. And that was spotted by Gale_74 on the Far Cry 4 subreddit. And they said that the game does state that version 1.08 does support 60 FPS on the PlayStation 5 console. The PlayStation 5 console. I was thinking Far Cry 5. I've been playing that a lot. But anyway, that is pretty good for that, because Far Cry 4 was one of the last PlayStation 4 games in the PlayStation 4 era for Ubisoft. And Ubisoft did decide to provide an update for PlayStation 5. So well done to them. Now, there might be a game going to Switch 2. According to GamesRadar.com, Dragon Ball Sparking Zero could be coming to Nintendo Switch 2. Now, once again, this is Rumorville, because a Redditor did spot a tweet from the Saudi General Authority of Media Regulation, and they gave Dragon Ball Sparking Zero of the Switch 2 port a rating of 12+, which is the same rating that it received for the PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox version. Now, Dragon Ball Sparking Zero did release last October. With the Switch 2, it does look like there will be some more powerful console, or a more powerful console. And if it does go to Switch 2, it will be joining Cyberpunk 2077 and Elden Ring. So, will it come? Will it come? We will see. Boy, this could be trouble. Well, maybe. Maybe not. Esports Insider says that there are now some mixed gender rosters, and that could shake up the esports. Now, this was an interview with Melissa Thea Mundorf, Ev, and Olvi, because they were sharing stories about their experiences in competing in the women's esports. And that's why they are being very excited about participating in the Red Bulls latest tournaments. So, in the first part, they were talking about the Red Bull Instalock, which was the biggest tournament for women's esports. They were focusing on the duelists against Roll and Valorant. And the three did share why it was important for such an important tournament for women's esports, especially for the American competitors. Aluvi did say, quote, American women in esports don't get a lot of tournament in general, with North America not getting as much. The Red Bull Instalock is really important tournament for us to get more exposure, end quote. Now Thea did reply to that and also did talk about the FlyQuest Red's play style as well. She said, quote, I feel like the triple duelist format fits our team dynamic. I'm super excited to see how well we will perform. I'm just excited to compete on the stage. I feel it's good practice for world championships, end quote. Now, they were also talking about how they broke into the esports for women, and they were saying that it was a tough competition, and the women's tournaments were no different. Obeli was talking about that, quote, I don't think it's necessarily more difficult if you're a woman, but I still think you need a great amount of skill to become a pro, end quote. Now, she also did say that the pros esports was not easy, and it does have a need for luck just to get into a team, but if you keep going, if you keep grinding, you might just make it. That's her words. Now, there's more to the article, and the article will be posted in the GQDN show notes on our Discord. You just have to be a Patreon to go see it. Sorry, but it's a good article. Oh, and I know you'd like this one too if you like Borderlands 4. PlayStation Universe says that Borderlands 4 release date was bumped up because the Gearbox boss, Randy Pitchford, did release a brief video, but it's now deleted, on the release date. And the original release date for Borderlands 4 was September 23rd. And that was during the February 2025 PlayStation or State of Play event. But now, according to the deleted video, it will now be released September 12th. Interesting. So if you like Borderlands 4, might be coming a little bit sooner. But if you can't wait, and you got an Xbox, there's some games coming out next month, starting in a few days. And that would include Elden Ring Nightreign. And that'll be out May 30th. But let's go to May 8th. Revenge of Savage Planet on the 13th. The Percent on May 15th. Doom the Dark Ages, there's a big one. May 16th, Capcom Fighting Collection 2. On May 20th, Roadcraft. May 21st, Fantasy Life 1, The Girl Who Steals Time. On May 23rd, Onimusha, Summarize Destiny. On May 28th, To a T? Yeah, there's Elden Ring, May 30th. And F1 25, May 30th as well. Now, there's a bunch more games that will be coming out on Xbox this May. So you only got a little bit of them. I know I'm not going to count them. No, there's a lot. But Nintendo Everything's got some stuff as well. That would include The Duck Detective, The Ghost of Clamping. That'll be ready to go in about a month, May 22nd. And that'll be out for Nintendo Switch. So another Duck Detective game. Against the Storm is also coming to Switch. That'll be coming June 26th. So, if you want those games, go check them out. Now, unfortunately, Evil Dead the game was delisted on the PlayStation Store, according to PlayStationLifestyle.com. So, it may still be playable, but it didn't get enough attention after on being on PlayStation Plus. So, will it still be unplayable? We'll see. Now, some people do believe that this is temporary, but we will see. I don't like ending on a bad note, though. Pure Xbox said there's a bunch of games on sale. Oh boy, there's a bunch. Plague Tale Innocence, $10. That's 75% off. Crisis Core, Final Fantasy VII Reunion, 50% off. Life is Strange, Double Exposure, nice one, $30, 40% off. Max Payne 3, $7, 65% off. Visions of Mana, $39, 35% off. And those are just a few of them. There's quite a few more. Oh, they're saying that the pure Xbox is saying there's 250 games in all. Even they showed like a small snippet. And I just went even smaller. A lot of good sales. And you know we point you in the right direction. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2025. All rights are reserved. If you have any news articles, hit me at Joe Brums on the Twitter and Blue Sky. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.